Welcome back to Ace of Sakai for our saddest episode ever. Because we're going to be talking about Kingdom Season 5, Episode 12 and Episode 13. And we'll try to break it down in both different fashion. I am trying to pull up... I have my Crunchyroll open. Okay. So, Episode 12 is... Who wants to go? Who wants to do which episode? Who wants to take over that?
Doesn't matter.
No. Right,
so, okay, let's do
it. You do it all.
Okay.
You're the host.
So, episode 12 starts off exactly where it left off, but in more so, Shin is calling to the camp, and he's given the plan of what we're going to do. And he says, how do you say the Kanki? Kanki is basically going to take...
Yuan Yi.
No, his name is Kanki. So Kanki's going to win the war today. And I think it's a good thing I'm doing episode 12. You guys can do 13. So Kanki's going to win the war today, and he tells Shin that this is going to happen, and you're going to take over this stuff. And all Shin needs to do is trust him and then do his role. What Kanki does is he basically uses all the villagers he killed, and he makes this message, this crazy, brutal, evil, psychopath, barbarian, insane, intelligent tactician to... And that's the beauty of Kingdom, where they kept on showing the lions and everybody and all these things, and you're like, why? And it's such a beautiful payoff, because you're trying to sympathize with this guy, because we all know he's going to make the decision. We all knew that he's going to decide to go save his people because he felt his dad failed to do that, and he's never going to let again. And this is where the genius of Kanki comes in, where I think he's the most amazing person I've ever seen in my life now. Bro, even Shin has
amazing
Shin. Bro, no, in a war type of way, in how to win. Bro, this guy legit saw no way out. He knew who he's battling against. He already has that information so fast. He made the entire war go his way, and nobody actually had a choice.
Well, and not only that, like, he trolled the fuck out of the Zhao,
bro,
right?
Even like, he's like, bro.
Please start building the defense, and then we'll take over. Thank you for doing the work for us.
Bro, when Ten said the way he did it resulted in less than half deaths, and Shin's own unit suffered the most.
Yeah, what a bastard.
And even Shin and them said, even though this was wrong, he won. He did his way, and he made sure the war will end on that. Look, honestly speaking, even though the guy's the complete opposite of Shin, his brilliance exceeds everybody so far in Kingdom we have met. Everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my hype of Kanki since the beginning.
This episode...
Evil as fuck.
Bro, another thing,
he was compared to Ryboku, right? Which is what we perceived as the greatest strategist in the show. And then Kairo Tena is like, yeah, it seems like he's better than Ryboku. Which is quite the statement, right?
I think Shin understands the difference between him and them both now.
Yeah.
And that's the main difference. And I think that's where I understood. Like, I hated this dude. I'm like, this guy is evil, and Shin's my boy. And I'm still number one fan for Shin. Like, we all are. I'm going to still write for him. But the way he strategically did everything, and I think, and this is where it comes with his evilness, is... If Lou, whatever dude, did not follow him, he would have still killed everybody there.
Yeah.
He would have gone to a castle and proved a point. Because it's like, for him, he needs to just... Either he's going to win right now, or he's going to make you suffer and still win later.
Yeah. Yeah, he would just change the strategy to, you know, most succeed, right? Like, he basically manipulated the whole battlefield. And he won it in a way that had the least casualty of anyone, and Shiboku, Boken, or Riboku, none of them could have come up with that kind of strategy, because none of them are as evil as Kanki.
Bro,
before we get started, I think we spoke about it last time. We will continue to say people that haven't seen Kingdom must watch. The number one anime at the moment, and I think of all time, top five maybe for some people.
Yes.
Right. So we need to reiterate again and again and again. Please watch Kingdom. You're missing out if you haven't. In fact, I was looking up the names of people because I always fuck up the name, but I figured I might as well look it up, and that's what I was trying to do on the phone.
You got two different names, just so you know.
Kisui is one of them. Kisui is the guy whose village Kanki was going to destroy.
Yeah, so there's a name.
It's saying the tension between protecting Raigan and defending against the Quinn strategic maneuver escalates. I'm reading the recap pretty much. So I think the fucked up thing about this episode was that Kanki deliberately let them put a defense position, like make it the central hill a stronghold in such a way that you're doing it for me, pretty much.
Yes, yeah, that's the troll. Exactly, that's like right. The ultimate troll move, right? Like, do the hard work for us.
Yeah. And we knew where this was heading. Like, if you've seen the kind of evil man Kanki is, 3-4 episodes ago, we all three of us would have guessed
his evil, that he's going to attack some brilliance, though. Has a lot of brilliance.
But we all knew what he was going to end up doing. As a viewer, we know it, right? But as people that are in the show, of course, they don't know it. As viewer, we know, you know, because we see these stories and we know, you know, you could call it cliche, but one thing that I was thinking about, we have seen a lot of fucked up people on Kingdom.
Yes.
Remember the guy whose village was destroyed and he had that evil aura, the zombie aura around him? We thought he was evil. The guy that the god of war comes in, we thought he was evil. Wang Yi or Kanki is true evil. And when they ask him what he is motivated by, they said rage.
Rage
towards what?
See, everything. I don't know if you call it evil. He's evil. I want to say.
He's fucking evil.
So, he's got, come on. You torture the villagers.
Again. Then every single person in the world is evil because they're all fighting. Whoever's in a general, their agenda is to win no matter what. Even though it's a war arc. And that's why when episode 13 happened, it made me understand something different.
Yeah, but I don't think the villagers are by any means part of this war.
Yeah, you should never touch that. He's a piece of shit.
Right. So he's evil because he crosses that line, right? And one thing I have a question for both of you guys, and I have no idea because the manga hasn't gone far enough to bring the... When I was watching this anime, part of me wonders if Kanki is ultimately the last battle. Like, does it feel that way or no?
I think it's the last... So, looking at this episode, I felt it might be the biggest battle for Shin. Because and I'll tell you what I thought about this episode. Both Ten, the vice captain, Kwang, what's her name?
Kyo Ten.
Kyo Ten.
Oh, are you talking about
Kyokai? Right?
The VP, the YP.
Yeah, Shin. They all realize that he's probably the best strategist out there. Ever. Even our boy, what's his name?
They use it, whatever.
Liu, oh, fuck, what's his name? The guy with blonde hair, the ponytail, the one from
Riboku. Riboku,
yeah.
Even
he realizes that he's probably the best strategist out there.
Right.
And even Ten realizes it, but in his own mind, what's his name? Shin knows that I'm going to be bigger than him, but for me to go against him, I need to be as good as him or better than him. And
I got to be a greater general. Him under me.
In his way. And right now, even if he became a general, it's nothing comparatively to what
exactly,
you know, Kanki is.
But one thing we did not notice is they have taken their rewards or their merits away as a form of punishment for going against Kanki.
Which I needed to sit on, and I understand. It's fair. It's more than fair. Because
but
if you look at it, he went against a general. He went against a general.
Right.
But my issue with that is
well, he killed his men, right? So obviously, just getting the mare taken away is pretty
actually being alive. Him being alive is lucky. Yeah. So his mare was so massive.
Be friends with the king helps.
So I have two issues with this thing. Well, not really issues, questions. When Shin gets back to Quinn, is he going to be recognized and is he going to be rewarded as a general?
No.
Based off of what he did?
No.
No, because remember in the show they said that the merit was taken away for his action against Kanki.
So that's number one. The second thing is
No, but I have to talk about it after you're done.
Go ahead.
I think you missed the point of what his reward was.
Which is
they said the unit is much stronger now, and he got my motherfucking boy Nagi.
Yes, I was gonna get to that. So there are two things that I wanted to talk about. One thing is that guy Kisui. I understand the urge to go back and be the protector of your castle, but you pretty much doomed the nation.
But they emphasize on that point a lot.
Which to me is a cowardly move.
He knew too. He said as soon as he got there, he hugged him and said, "We gotta move."
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's a cowardly fucking move if you think about it.
Sometimes you gotta be a human, then you gotta be I understand.
I think that's why Kanki it's so evil, right? Like when you dismember villagers and hang them up and paraded it.
Kanki did it so fast where he knew this is when the message would get. As soon as the message comes, he already moved. So his emotion, he didn't get time to think because he's like, if I don't react now, it'll be too late. And they kept going, if you don't leave now, they're going to go there. If they don't leave now, we're not going to catch them. They kept emphasizing on that point.
And one thing about Kanki is he's very good at reading human emotions.
And he's evil as fuck.
Yeah,
he knows how to manipulate the fuck out of it.
He knows how to gaslight and manipulate people.
Yeah,
and he's very good at that. And that's why you see it at the end. I get it that the move by Kisui for saving his castle over an entire nation is fucked up.
He's like Ned Stark in his flaws. He's too loyal
again
without people,
remember,
which led to
he
downfall.
Quit everything. He came here out of respect for the war.
You let the entire nation go, which means at the end of the day, your castle is gone too. That's what
That's why he's taking off, right? Because I think he made an enemy with the Zhao.
I don't think he could see. He could have taken it people that actually respect him and worship him. Because if the people that love him are gone, everybody else is not going to take him seriously.
No. If he stood on, if he protected the Central Hill, they would have won the war.
Yeah, I mean, they needed a hill to prevent Kim from coming into Zhao, right? That was
somebody has to sacrifice for our boy Shin to progress.
No, this was not about Shin. This was about Kanki and him manipulating people. They would have won the war pretty much.
Kisui controlled everything.
Kisui lost him the war. Because he knows how to manipulate human emotions, and he was able to read that. So that's that. But at the end of the day, let's talk about, I think we've already spoken a lot about this episode. Let's talk about our boy willing to fight Kanki and his crew. And then when Kanki questioned him, why do you want to leave and go to Shin? He said their food is amazing.
Before Nagi, I think we should leave Nagi at the end. Let's talk about the kings.
That's episode 13.
That's 13.
Why would we jump an episode?
Hold up. Nagi isn't 13 at the end.
Nah, bro. He's 12.
No, it's 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of 12, I thought he fights with the... And he goes back in the... I think 13, it was 100%...
Kings. All kings.
Kings. Yeah, I think it was the
smoothest. So many epic moments, but let's talk about the boy Nagi.
That was beautiful.
Nagi. I was rewatching the pod of us, And I asked a question. I'm like, what's going to happen to a Nagi? Go.
Nagi, from the beginning, you saw him that he sees that Kanki is a brilliant general. But the fact that our boy Shin is able to
just won him over. He won him over.
Just win people over. That's what showed you that, that Nagi saw that Kanki would sacrifice anyone and Shin would die for his people. And the fact that he said food tastes amazing there is because they have
that line. Brotherhood. That line on
they
the
have that fucking brotherhood. And it goes back to the episode where he said, "It's when I stole the food."
Brilliant dialogue. When I stole the food
from the house, empty house, it didn't feel as good. That was that's what they were trying to imply.
Yep.
This and show when
you, that Kanki's expression.
Yeah. Bro, so yeah, he ends up.
I think Kanki was more mad by him leaving because
yeah, I think so.
I think that's the reward.
Shin knows because now you have the fucking vice captain who's strong as shit. And we haven't seen our boy Nagi fight.
Well, we don't know how strong Nagi is.
We don't know, but
all his generals, they're going to be strong, right? They follow Shin.
Bro,
you follow a good reader, you get strong.
This is like when Luffy got his freaking fleet, and it's coming together. His
the Grand Fleet, we haven't seen. Like, don't talk about it, man. I want to see the Grand Fleet.
I think that Nagi reward exceeded what anything he would have gotten. To me, I was just like, I like this dude.
No. You will be 100% incorrect after this.
No, that's probably whatever.
There's gonna be a part. I guarantee you, after the end of the next war, the big war, and there's a tear, man. We'll be like, Shin, bro.
Let's rate the episode.
Infinity and beyond, bro. What are you asking me? At this point, it's a fucking
It's King McKellen from there.
It's a perfect 10. I saw it twice already.
Like 13 was so good. So I don't know if I want to give it perfect score because we saw both at the same time.
is an 8.
I was gonna give it a 9, bro. It's a clean episode, 9.
Yeah.
It's so clean, I give it a 9. Because 1 point is off because, you know...
You're telling me 9 is not good enough for a fucking episode with no fights or nothing? That's what you're telling me?
I mean, I don't care about fights.
No, it should be... Okay, why is it...
I mean, wait, okay. 13. Let's talk 13 then. There's no fight there. I want to hear...
Let's end 9 with a note. Please watch Kingdom. It is one of the best anime. Go ahead, Sui, end it.
And here...